I'll call this meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order, October 14th, 2024. And our first order of business will be to review for approval the minutes from the September 9th and September 18th meetings of this year. Is there a motion? Commissioner Schultz?
Sorry about that. I had to find the mute button. I had covered it up. I would move approval of both the minutes for the 9th and the 18th.
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved and seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from September 9th and September 18th of this year. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Michael, is there any public comment this evening?
We have no registrants.
Thank you. Are there any disclosures or recusals from commissioners present? Hearing none, I will note for the record that present are myself, President William Greer, Commissioner Mary Schoaf, and Commissioner Veronica Figueroa-Velez. Commissioner Fudge Hart is absent with an excuse.
Someone said
So,
that he's in the waiting room, but I don't know who that number is.
okay.
President Greer, I think that's Commissioner Gunlock, and I don't know which telephone number. Let me.
770-4295.
I'm in now.
Okay.
Kevin.
All right, and Commissioner Kevin Gunlock is also present this evening. We will begin with the fire department discussion items, and I see Assistant Chief Bavery is with us.
Yeah, good evening, Police and Fire Commission members. Kind of a lengthy list from the fire department, so I'll get to it right away. We have some off-probation members that the chief would recommend, and I guess I'll start with the first one. Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the member listed below in the rank of deputy chief after the successful completion of a 12-month probationary period with quarterly evals conducted by the fire chief. No discrepancies were found, and that was for Deputy Chief Liza Tatar. And if approved by you all, that'll be effective date of October 9th.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move approval of the chief's final recommendation for Deputy Chief Tatar, effective October 9th of 2024.
Second.
And moved and seconded that we approve this promotion. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say no.
Aye.
Motion carries. Assistant Chief.
Moving forward, Chief Carbon also recommends a permanent placement of the member below into the rank of lieutenant after a successful completion of the 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evals were conducted by a division chief and then reviewed by myself, the Assistant Chief of Personnel, and no discrepancies were found. And that would be Lieutenant Dave Guthrie. If approved, that would be effective October 1st of 2024.
I will move approval of the chief's recommendation for the promotion of Lieutenant David Guthrie, effective October 1st, 2024. Is there a second?
I'll second your motion.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say no.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And then the final recommendation for promotion would be Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the member below again into the rank of apparatus engineer after successful completion of their 12-month probationary period. Those quarterly evals were conducted again by division chief and reviewed by myself, the assistant chief of personnel, and no discrepancies were found. And that would be apparatus engineer Joshua Ramsey. And that again would be effective October 1st of 2024.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'd move approval of the AE Joshua Ramsey effective October 1st.
Second. And moved and seconded that we approve the promotion of Joshua Ramsey to apparatus engineer effective October 1st, 2024. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. The motion carries.
All right, thank you for that. Moving on, the eligibility hiring list for new firefighters. Chief Carbon recommends the approval of the eligibility list. A hiring list then would be presented for PFC approval pending final interviews and a background investigation, most likely at that next November, I believe it's November 11th meeting. So looking for approval of the eligibility list.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the eligibility list.
I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries.
Thank you again. And then we will be looking for a personnel file review request for the following individuals. They're listed down below for upcoming promotions. So looking to schedule that with one of the PFC members unavailable.
Do we have a volunteer?
I could do that. I haven't done one of those in a while.
Thank you, Veronica. So you contact the department rep.
Who do I contact?
Pardon me?
So I used to contact Tracy, so who do I contact now?
You can contact me, Veronica. That would be wonderful.
Okay, sounds great.
Mary?
I just had a question. What level promotion are these individuals?
Yeah, thanks, Mary, for the question. I should have mentioned that. The first individual, David Shrimp, is for a lieutenant. And then the other four, Corey Hesley and Brian Steele, Marta Darrow, and Adam Perez are our apparatus engineers, or our drivers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, I really appreciate that, Veronica, and I'll look for an email or phone call from you when you see fit. And then finally, just to update you on personnel investigations. Currently, we have two open investigations involving potential violations of APMs, MFD policies and or procedures. No suspensions, however, required notification to the PFC at this time. And that's really all we have from the Madison Fire Department tonight.
Thank you. Any questions, Assistant Chief Bavery? All right. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Have a nice night.
You too.
Yeah, me too.
So we will move on to the police department discussion items.
Good evening, President Greer and PFC members. I see Chief Barnes is here. I'll see if he has anything for you all before I get started with our report.
No, just to say good evening to everyone, and thank you for being here. And I'll turn it back over to Chief Pat.
Thank you, Chief. For our first order of business tonight, on behalf of Chief Barnes, we're seeking interim approval and file review for three most recent promotions. Mike, I noticed as I was looking at the official agenda, that list, that agenda item shows this being pertaining to people completing probation. This is going to be for step one review for new promotions.
Yes. Commissioner Schaaf caught that error a bit ago and sent that over to me. We should still be able to consider that item because we do have sufficient notice to the public tonight. So it is a preliminary recommendation of the police chief. And so to the commissioners, we would be looking for someone to review the personnel files. And then I believe we also need to schedule a meet and greet, kind of a Zoom meeting. And I've already sent out the dates for that. And if we could, Captain Patton, if we could combine it with one of the special meetings that we just set up, that would be ideal.
Certainly. I'll go right ahead then and touch base with Captain Worley and see if he's available for either of those. Do you have a preference of one, or just if, as long as he can show up at one of the two?
I have a quorum for both of those dates, so whichever date works best, that would be great.
Okay, I'll take care of that this week and come back to you and let you know when that's going to happen. And so those three most recent promotions are Eugene Worley, promoted to Captain of Police, Caleb Johnson, promoted to Lieutenant, and Nick Isle, also promoted to Lieutenant. Captain Worley and Lieutenant Johnson were brought to you earlier in an acting capacity, and those promotions have moved over to full promotions. All three would have effective dates of January 5th, 2025.
Do we have a volunteer?
I'll take care of that, William.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Commissioner Schaaf. I'll let Delissa Keynes know to expect you, and she'll get those files ready.
Thank you.
For our second item tonight, we are seeking consideration and possible action for the addition of five new candidates to be added to the 24-25 hiring list. We sent over the photo board and the bio profiles earlier for your review. And I'm happy to, President Greer, walk you through the bios of those five if you'd like, or unless you'd like to
hand
it
another way. Please do.
Okay, again, these are going to be additions or seeking addition for these five candidates. Endorsement of Chief Barnes to our hiring list. The first is Trent Hopkins. Trent is a 25-year-old white male. He's got a master's degree, currently employed as a teacher. The second is Yamina Powell, a 24-year-old African-American female, master's degree from UW-Milwaukee and a bachelor's degree also from UW-Milwaukee, currently employed as an assistant store manager. The third is Alexander Schnell. He is a 31-year-old white male, bachelor's degree from the University of South Dakota, currently employed as a project engineer. The fourth is Ryan Bollert, a 41-year-old white male. He has 113 credits towards a bachelor's degree from Chapman University, also has an associate's degree in sociology. He's currently employed as a carpenter. And the fifth and final candidate we're seeking consideration to be added to the hiring list is Kayana Weigel-Stir, 24-year-old white female, enrolled at UW-Platteville in a criminal justice program, has an associate's degree, working towards a bachelor's degree at this time, and currently employed as a field technician.
Would I have a motion to approve the addition of these individuals to the hiring list?
A motion to approve the addition of these individuals to the hiring list.
Second that motion.
And moved and seconded that we approve the addition of the individuals that Captain Patton has described to the MPD hiring list. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries.
Thank you. For our next item, we just have a number of acting promotions to notify you of. They include Diana Nottigall to Captain of Police, Livia Novitsky to Lieutenant, Glenn Davis to Lieutenant, and Justin Borton to investigator, again, all in acting capacity. For our next item, we have an update to the 2024 Pre-Service Academy. All 31 recruits have successfully passed their phase two exams and all qualifications. We're now into phase three. We only have 5 weeks left before graduation and then off into field training. And just as a note and an invitation to you all, we do have the graduation for this class scheduled for Thursday, November 14th at 3 p.m. And that will be held this year at the Gordon Dining and Event Center on the UW campus at 770 West Dayton Street. And again, that's Thursday, November 14th at 3 p.m., Gordon Dining and Event Center. And I'll follow up with another email on this topic notifying you all of that date.
Thank you.
We then have three notable retirements to share with you. They include Lieutenant Scott Kleinfeld. Scott started with us in May of 2002, and his final day at MPD will be March 11th of 2025. Also, Lieutenant Lori Schalecki started in September of 1997. Her final day with us will be January 3rd, 2025. And finally, Captain Jason Friedman, also that class of September of 1997, and his final date will be January 3rd of 2025. We thank Scott, Lori, and Jason for their significant service to Madison and MPD and wish them all a well-deserved retirement.
Please add our thanks and appreciation for
We
their service.
will do that. Thank you, President. For our final update, then, this evening is from PSIA. We have three open PSIA investigations in this month's report. The first is one that has been there before, was an investigation stemming from an allegation of a statement in violation of APM 3-5. The next case involves an alleged violation of code of conduct related to access to police records. And then the final investigation involves an allegation of untruthfulness in violation of MPD's code of conduct. This is a case I made notification to you all on October 1st via email, and that officer has currently been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of this investigation.
Any questions of the captain? Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you also for the scheduling of a couple special meetings coming up. Coordinating everyone's schedules has been challenging with the doctors and holidays and whatnot, and so this has been very helpful. We currently have, after tonight's approval, 11 folks that we will be have extended or will have extended conditional job offers to, and so the modified timeline and your allowing for these special meetings is very helpful in terms of landing these recruits, especially recruits facing job offers from multiple agencies. We thank you.
Is there any other business? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
And moved and seconded that this meeting of the PFC be adjourned. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries. Enjoy your evening, everyone.
Thank
We
you,
are
everyone.
done.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks.